A good evening to you and welcome to Tiger Talk, our once weekly program, Wednesdays at 7, where we get a chance to sit down here on Star 99 and talk about Mobridge Pollock High School sports and activities. This is William Haynes here with you. The show, as always, brought to you by Dakota Bank of Mobridge. And our interview tonight, get a chance to sit down with Rose Henderson, the head volleyball coach, and talk about the end of the season and look ahead to what's to come in 2025. And that will, as a matter of fact, put a wrap on our fall sports seasons with football, cross country, and volleyball. And it's only a matter of time before we turn the page to basketball and wrestling, and before you know it, even into the spring sports. But a quick programming note, we will be off next Wednesday. No show there the night before Thanksgiving, but we will return the following week in early December to get you ready for the winter sports, basketball, and wrestling. So looking forward to that. And of course, really excited about our discussion this evening with Rose Henderson. But before we get to that, we like to catch you up on everything that's happened in the Mobridge Pollock world over the last week. And no sports to speak of per se. Football has since wrapped up. Volleyball played their final match of the season this past Tuesday in the SODAC 16. And cross country ended in October with states. But as we had Katie Conal, the Tigers athletic and activities director, when we spoke to her, she let us know about the oral interpretation team and everything that's been going on with them. If you missed the show last week, you can find that on our website, drgnews.com. Just go to the sports page and look for Tiger Talk this past week, where we post those. But the oral interpretation team performed in regionals just yesterday in Aberdeen. Isis Leon in poetry, Blaise Verhulst in humor, Grace Fulkerson in storytelling, Sylvia Bolander in serious, Sophia Overland and Mystic Erickson in duo, and Blaise, Grace, Sylvia, Mystic, and Sophia in reader's theater. That was all yesterday again for regions in Aberdeen, and they picked the top a couple performers in each of those categories to go on to states. And going on to states, representing Mobridge Pollock High School in poetry is Isis Leon, and in duo, Sophia Overland and Mystic Erickson, and also getting named as alternates, Grace Fulkerson in storytelling and Blaise Verhulst in humor. And the State Oral Interpretation Festival, where these students will be performing December 6th and 7th in Sturgis at the Sturgis Brown High School. So that's something coming up and something that we will be keeping our eye on. But congratulations to all of those students, and as well the head of the oral interp team at Mobridge Pollock, Miss Molly English, the teacher there. So as I said, we'll stay tuned for everything going on there. But very much looking forward to our conversation tonight. Let's get to the interview. And glad to have with us one more time here on Tiger Talk to talk about the volleyball season, the Mobridge Pollock Lady Tigers head volleyball coach, Rose Henderson. It's good to talk to you, coach. Thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, we are about a week removed now from the SODAC 16 match for Mobridge Pollock against Winner, and kind of want to just get your thoughts about that match. Obviously not the result that we were hoping for, but you have to say, I think too as well, really incredibly hard fought until the very end, and something there to take some pride in.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't, like you said, it wasn't the outcome we expected or wanted, but the girls really did fight hard. It was a great match to watch, some great volleyball played by both sides. And so, yeah, just not a terrible way to go out for the season. Obviously, we were hoping to get to state this year, but overall, you know, this season was a great season for these young ladies and athletes, and just still kind of wishing we were heading to state, but like you said, hard-fought match, and they really gave it all the whole night.
Yeah, no question about that. And we had Katie Conald on last week, and we touched on the match a little bit, and just you could see it, everyone in the building, the emotion of the players and everybody on the floor, because not just all the work that had gone in for this season, but a lot of seniors, you know, that had been over with the program over the course of several years, and even before then, players that had been playing with each other in, you know, middle school and before that. And Katie was kind of saying, you know, it's you don't necessarily even know what to say to the players, you know, in a moment like that. What was your message basically to the team after Tuesday?
Just that, you know, these are sports are life lessons. So really just take something out of tonight that you can use the rest of your life and keep your heads up. You fought hard and, you know, just keep moving forward.
A big story for the team this year, a 9-lady senior class. And what are you going to miss the most about coaching all of those girls?
I think the work ethic and the just that they've been committed for so long. You know, some of those I've had since we started MYO, or since I started coaching or, you know, running MYO volleyball, which was about 10 or 11 years ago. You know, they've been there for a long time. Their attitude, their a lot of them just showing up every time or every day and putting in the work. Even though maybe they didn't get as much playing time, but they showed up, they had the commitment to the program, and I think that's what I'll miss the most about them.
Yeah, and some of those huge contributors during those that postseason stretch, Raylan Oberle, Charlie Henderson on Tuesday, it seemed like she would come in and out of the game, but she would come in late in sets, and she would really close some things out, and Sophia Overland as well, noticing she's all over the floor at all times, doing a ton. So there's a lot of really key players to the team that are going to be on their way out as well. Could you kind of just highlight some of those and some players that reached some milestones on Tuesday as well, just some of the legacy that some of those girls are going to leave behind?
Yeah, you know, Raylan and Charlie, I think they've been 3-year starters. Sophia, two for sure, but played a lot that first year that she was on varsity. Grace Overland, you know, she came in and out the last 2 years doing a great job in the front row. We had some servers they highlighted more in serving. They would come in and out on some of those other seniors. You know, Charlie hit her 1,000th kill on Tuesday. That was really a great feat for her to accomplish. She's had 500 digs her career, over 500 digs. Raylan had over 500 kills. She hit last year, she had over 500 digs. Sophia this year reached 500 digs, 500 assists. You know, those are great career stats to have. And those girls really did work hard at trying to reach those, and they accomplished a lot of that stuff. And those, they did show a lot of leadership these last 2 years, and really this year came into their own of trying to be more aggressive and really stepping up for the team. And I think they did a great job of that. They will be missed.
And you talk about, not just the performance, but the leadership of that senior class as well. And we turn the page and look at some of the players that will be seniors next year, upperclassmen next year. Tegan Konold, Ellie Chemnitz, Jada Thompson, certainly names towards that list. Kind of tell us about who you expect to be key for you and the challenge in replacing all that leadership that's departing.
You know, those three have played with the seniors for the last couple years, being it on JV or varsity. You know, we had, I think, Tegan and Jada played varsity last year with them. Ellie stepped in and helped out at the end of the season, so she had some playing time with them. So hopefully they learned a lot, and I think they have in the leadership role. You know, we just had our exit interviews yesterday, and you know, it's kind of a mind opening when you say, well, now you're the seniors. So when we start in the off season, we're going to expect a little more out of you. You know, you got to step up and hold your team accountable, hold your teammates accountable, and make sure they're coming in the off season and getting stronger and faster. And so that they kind of are like, oh yeah, you know, now we're kind of a little bit afraid, but a little bit excited, I think, in what they have coming up. And so I expect a lot out of those three for sure. And then we have some other juniors that'll step in as well and play roles or who knows what'll happen this summer and step up and maybe even become more of a leader. So exciting to move on for the next year. It always, you know, takes a little bit of time to get back into it. But, you know, they have basketball, and then we start again in the off season. We start with MYO, with the little girls. And so some of the girls that aren't in spring sports will come out and help with that and show some good leadership there and some role models, characteristics. And then we start in the summer right away in June. So.
Okay. And yeah, and from there, the lead up to the start of the season in August. Is there a lot of players coming back next year, you imagine, that are going to be playing winter and spring sports?
I think there'll be quite a few of the juniors will play winter sports and spring sports. And then seniors are more spring sports, I think. I think Charlie will Charlie might be the only senior playing basketball, I think, unless something else has changed. But a lot of spring sport athletes, it was softball and track. Yeah.
Okay. And another thing, it was pretty cool to see in those home regional playoff matches, and something that you'll have for all of your home matches next season, was the installation of that video board, and they were doing some cool things with that. I imagine you heard from a lot of maybe excited parents and fans, and I know the players were even excited about having that as well. How are you looking forward to it? Just kind of spruce things up for next year.
No, that's an exciting feature to have. I'm not going to lie too much. I saw a little bit of it before the games, but during the games, I really try to focus on what's going on with the team. So, but no, that's a pretty cool thing to have in your gym. And I think a lot of people are excited about it. It's just another technological thing that I think will bring some extra excitement to the matches or to the games, to just anything in the gym.
Yeah, no question. And Katie talked to us last week that they're going to be having students as part of a class running that, which is pretty awesome as well.
Yeah, that's another great learning feature for our students, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt. The last thing I wanted to ask you, kind of now that you've had some time, and what are you the most proud of this year's team?
I think their resilience. We sometimes dug a little bit of a hole for ourselves, but we never gave up on those matches or those sets. And we would come back, and even if we lost one, we would usually come back and do a good job of just letting that go and fight harder for the next couple points. So really we have been working on that this whole season. And as the year progressed, we just really continued to get better and better at that and just playing our game. And so just the resilience of them and just really fighting hard till the end.
Yeah. Well, Rose Henderson, I really appreciate the time today and all the interviews that you've given us this season to let us look into what's going on with volleyball, and wish you a great off season. We look forward to getting back to it next fall.
Yeah, me too. Thank you for having me.
Terrific as always to hear there from Coach Rose Henderson, and from Obridge Pollock Lady Tigers volleyball, another remarkable season in what has been an incredible run of consistency. 27-9 they go this year, and took winner down to the very end in the Sodak 16, 3-2, and right to the nail biter in that fifth set as well. And it was good to get some of Coach's perspective on that match, but also the season as a whole. And so many great players that have come through this program in the last couple of years, and many of them that played their final game in orange and black just this past Tuesday. And as we turn the page and look to what's ahead for Mobridge Pollock Sports, nothing in the near immediate future as we go from fall to winter sports. And keep in mind, no show for us, Tiger Talk, next week, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. But we will be back in early December, just after the 1 week off, to get ready for basketball and wrestling. And speaking of which, wrestling will get underway first December 7th. A Saturday, their first meet in Stanley County against the Buffaloes. And then looking at basketball, the girls team will tip off December 10th at Dupree, their first home game December 12th. And for the boys basketball team, they begin their season December the 14th against Sisseton. So we'll be getting you ready for all of that in the weeks here to come. And we're very excited about all that, including bringing you the play-by-play of Tigers and Lady Tigers volleyball this season again on Star 99. But for William Haynes, saying thank you for listening to this week's Tiger Talk, as always brought to you by Dakota Bank of Mobridge. No show next week. We'll be back the following Wednesday at 7. And until then, you're listening to Star 99.